On Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, if you recall, according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Shmuel, our Mishnah of Shor refers to Keren and to Keren alone. Mave, on the other hand, refers to Shein. Regel is completely omitted. V'regel mai shire is regel for some reason omitted from our Mishnah. And how could regel be omitted when it's a v'shilach hasabira? It's an av nezikin that's mentioned in the Torah in the parasha of nezikin. So the Gemara answers based on the Mishnah later on Daf Tesamid Beis. There are three words in the Mishnah that are superfluous: kishahizik chav hamazik, and then it says l'shalim tashlume nezek lasuye regel. That extra part of the Mishnah is an allusion to regel. V'lisne behedja. Why is it that the other nezikin, the ever obvious nezikin, deserve to be written explicitly? And here, you know, you have to derive regel from an extra few words. Why not write regel explicitly? And the Gemara therefore offers another pshat, an alternative. El amar Rava Tana Shor l'raglo u mave l'shino. Let's assume that the word shor in our Mishnah refers to regel. We don't want to leave regel out. And mava refers to shein. V'hachi kamar. Lo roi ha-regel sheheizeko motzui. Kiroi ha-shein shein ezeko motzui. Had the Torah only given me regel, that's the way the animal walks, it's natural. You're chayef for that. You have to be careful and guard your animal in the way it goes. That's called a zeko matsui. It's something absolutely built into nature that this hezek is going to happen unless you take precautions. But shein, that I don't know. Are you going to be chayef for shein? Can we expect you to anticipate shein, which is ein a zeko matsui, especially in the case of Asla v'meila, where the animal decided on its own? You know, it's not happy with the field here and the food here. It goes to another field and grazes. V'loroi ha-shein, if I only had shein, there's a chumr in shein, sheyesh ha-nol ezeko. The animal has a need to fulfill its desires, and therefore you should have taken precautions anticipating that. Kirei ha-regel shein ha-nol ezeko. There's nothing pulling the animal away. And the animal logically could have stayed here where there's plenty of food. Oh, the Karen Mai, but now we have Shor to include Regel and Mava to include Shane. Karen is left out. Karen Mai Sheire. Why would Karen be left out? Ella, what are you going to tell me the old answer? Shehiza Kava Mazik, those three words in the next Mishnah, which are superfluous, is Lasuye Karen. It's an allusion to Karen. V'lisne behedja, why shouldn't Karen deserve, like the other mazikin, the other avos nezikin, to be mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah? B'mu'odim mitchilosan kamayri, b'samin ulebasof mu'odim lo kamayri. There's a common denominator that links the four avos nezikin with the exclusion of Karen, and that is... And we'll start the other way around. What's unique about Karen that makes it an alien, sort of a Yotze Dofen, the exception to the rule? It's a different kind of a mazik. It's a mazik that we don't anticipate. A mazik of Kavanosa Lahazik, some sort of animal that wants to destroy. That's not usual in the animals. You know, most animals, if you leave them alone, they're fine. They don't bother you. They don't attack. And in fact, this expressed itself halacha lemaisa in the fact that with regard to Karen, the first three times that it gores, we cannot demand full payment from the bailim. The assumption is that it's a very unusual situation. It's not predictable. We don't anticipate the animal is going to be belligerent. And he only pays chatzi nezek. And that's called tamin. It only becomes a mazik in the classical sense, an av after the third negicha. So the Mishnah is not talking about that case. So if, you know, if amongst the three mazikin included in Shar, you had to leave one out that's absolutely foreign and different and unique compared to the others, it's logical that the best candidate for that would be Keren. Now the Gemara goes back to the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel regarding Maveh. Ushmuel my time alo Omar Kirav. We've already determined that there's no way that you can fit Maveh in a very definite way, in a very clear and meticulous way, to neither Adam nor to Shane. And Rav opted to identify and interpret Mav as referring to Adam. Why would Shmuel leave out Adam? Amar lecha isal kedaitach Adam hakatani seifa. Adam already appears later on in the third Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. It says Shor Amuad v'Shor Amazik b'Rishus HaNizak v'Ha Adam. The Mishnah there is listing cases where you pay nezek shalem, even though normally, with regard to the first three negichos, you pay only chatzi nezek. But if it's a shara muad, the fourth negicha, or if it's a shara mazik, even in the first three negichas, pershus hanizak, that's the famous shita of Rabbi Tarfin later on in Chav Dalid, you pay nezek shalem already on the first negicha, because you brought the shor, or you let the shor go into the Rishus HaNizak, the Adam. And Adam also is called Muad. He pays Nezek Sholem from the get-go. And if Adam is mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah later on, then why would the Mishnah feel compelled to add, it seems superfluous and unnecessary to add Adam here in the first Mishnah? And now, we have to ask another question. Okay, Shmuel, let's agree, let's applaud your approach that Adam is mentioned in the Mishnayos later on, but for listening to Reisha, why was Adam omitted from this Mishnah at the very get-go, at the very start, when the Mishnah formulates the Avos and the Zikin? And the answer is going to be, just like we said before, within the context of Shor, Keren is foreign, is exceptional, it's different. So too, within the context of the Avos Nezikin, Adam is very unique. V'nizke mamon kamayri, v'nizke gufo lo kamayri. The Mishnah is listing, according to Shmuel, only nizke mamon, where a person is responsible for shmir on mamon, whereas the nizakin of Adam HaMazik, not Mamon HaMazik, but Adam HaMazik, that's foreign, that's alien, and that's omitted in this Mishnah. Rav doesn't have to be impressed by that logic. He would press for the fact that the Mishnah in Avos Nezikin is listing both Nizkei Mamon and Nizkei Adam. But nevertheless, the question is, why would the Mishnah feel compelled to write it twice? The Rav Nami Akhtani Adam B'Seifa, since Adam is mentioned later on in Daf Tezvav, why mention it here? It's a repeat performance. Amalcha Rav, Hahu L'mechshave B'hadimu Adam U'de'asa. The Iker, the primary classification of Adam as one of the Avos Nezikin is here at the beginning. The Mishnah later on has a different agenda, and that is to list Mu'adim, those Mazikim, which from the very start are Mu'adim, they pay Nezek Shalem, and that's where Adam is mentioned. So the Chiddush of that Mishnah, above and beyond our Mishnah, justifies its repetition. Now, according to Rav, how do we read the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Umay loare? What does it mean, loare ashor, kare amave, the Mishnah says? If you only had shor, I wouldn't derive mave, which means Adam. And here it's a little bit odd, because lechor if yechayef in this case shor, you didn't watch your shor properly, how much more so if you didn't watch your own goof, Adam is always considered a major mazik. Hachi kamar. Lo roi shor, if I only had shor, I find a chumra in shor that I don't find in Adam. Shemishalem es hakofer. If a shor kills a man, then the owner of the shor pays kofer. And that is a payment to the yorshim of the victim of this tragedy. And it's an entire machlokas in the Gemara, how much exactly is kofer, but in any event, it's a significant fine, a penalty that is imposed upon the owner of the shor to pay kofer. Kiroi Adam, I would not derive Adam, she'ein mishalem es hakofer. If a man kills another man, so mimanafshach, if he killed b'mezid, then he goes, he gets capital punishment, he's killed. If he killed b'shogeg, then he goes into golus, but there's no such thing as tashlumei kofer in a case of Adam shahariges chavero. Now, Tosus quotes the Rivaz Kasha. This is not a kula in Adam. On the contrary, we have a principle called Kimle b'derabim inei. In essence, Adam shaharag Adam is chayev kofer, no less than shar shaharges Adam. But the halach is that since we're giving him a more severe, more harsh punishment, the rule is we don't punish a person twice for one maisa, even though that one maisa would inherently engender two different chiyuvim. We only apply, implement and impose one of those two chiyuvim and not the other. And therefore, why do you set this up as a chumra in shar and a kula in adam? It's a separate halacha that adam, because of the chumra of harigas adam, therefore through this technicality, this rule of Kimlev Rabbeinu, as we apply it, he's potter from kofar. That's not a kula in Adam. And the Riva answers, what about the case of shogeg? If a man kills someone b'shogeg, although he does go into golus, nevertheless he's not chayiv misa, and logically we would assume that the chiyuv golus b'tor kapara would not would not undermine the chiyuv mum and the penalty, the financial penalty of paying kofar. So there's a certain kula here within Adam, albeit in the case of Adam shaharag b'shogeg. Tosus quotes the Ri, and he has a different understanding of the p'tur of kofar, and it's not based on kimlei b'derabimine for whatever reason, but rather it's derived from a pasuk, and that's a kula that the pasuk is teaching me, exeris hakosuv, that there's no chiyuv kofer. Now we go the other way around. The lo roi adam, the Mishnah says lo roi mave kare ashar. What's the chumra in adam, and therefore we would not derive a chiyuv mamon in shar amazik shekein chayov bearba dvarim. That an Adam pays not only Nezek, that's universal, that's absolute in every case of a Mazik, but in addition there are four other Chiyuvim that he pays for, and that's called Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, Uboshes. And in a certain sense, Adam HaMazik is really a five-fold kind of Mazik. He's Mazik, a person, in the case of Chavola, in five different ways. Even though, it's only one mice of assault of Chavala, but really he's doing five different damages at that same time. And therefore the Torah imposed Nezek as one of those five, Kiroi Ashor, She'inbo, Arba Dvarim. Shor is only Chayv Nezek and nothing beyond. Therefore you could not derive a Chiyuv, in this case Shor, which is Kal, from the chiyuv of Niske Adam, which is Chamur. Then the Mishnah formulates the general common denominator in all of the Ovos Nezikin. Hatzad HaShavah Shemem Shedarkon LaHazik. Now we have a problem, because Keren is now included, according to Rav, in Shar. Bishlema, we said, according to Shmuel, Keren was omitted from this Mishnah, because Keren is not Darko Lahazik. We don't assume up front that an animal is belligerent, it goes out in damages. But V'chishar Darko Lahazik, why does the Mishnah describe all the Avos Nezikin, including Keren, as Darko Lahazik, according to Rav? And the Gemara answers, B'muot. We're talking about a shor that has already proven itself through three negichos. It's got a track record, a criminal record, and it's established itself as muad. Umuad, darko lahazik, it's no less darko lahazik than all the other avos mazikin. Came in the yayid urchehu. Once through the process of three negichos, it became a shor muad. It's urche. We can already anticipate that's the teva, that's the nature of this beast. The Gemara now asks another kasha. According to Rav, that Mave is Adam? Is Adam Darko Lahazik? You know, Shmuel has the upper hand over here because Adam is not mentioned in this Mishnah. How can the Mishnah say about all the Avos Nezikin listed here, according to Rav, including Adam, is Darko, Hatzad HaShov HaShem, Shadarko Lahazik? Man is Darko Lahazik? There are people who could fit that category, but that doesn't define man. That's an aberration. That's not the rule. It's not natural and normal for man to be a mazik. And the Gemara answers, be yoshen. When man goes to sleep, he cannot watch himself. Then it's almost anticipated that if there are kalim in the close vicinity, he'll break them. The Gemara says, yoshen darka lahazik. Even yoshen, okay, you know, maybe in certain cases that are exceptional, but I can't say that every man who goes to sleep is automatically a Darko Lahazik person. The Gemara answers, Kema dechayef upashit. Indeed, what he does is he, during his sleep, he brings his feet up, he stretches his feet out, orchehu, anything in his way, he's going to break those kalim that are there near his feet. And that is enough to establish that Yashen is Chayav B'toras Darko Lahazik. Tosfos asks a kasha from Yushalmi. Yushalmi says that only if there were Kalim in that spot where he went to sleep, the Kalim came there before he did, but if, let's say, after he goes to sleep, somebody brings Kalim there, then he's Potter. Okay, fine. But nevertheless, it's true that in terms of the Maisa Hezek, he's Darko Lahazik. You know, maybe if the Kalim came later, he's Potter because he wasn't Chayv and Shmira anticipating that somebody would bring Kalim to that vicinity. But nevertheless, as far as the Maisa Hezek is concerned, Yoshein is Urche, it's Darko Lahazik. Now the Gemara has a subtle diuk in the language of the Mishnah, which raises a problem for Ra. The Mishnah says Ushmirasan Alecha, implying that there are two personalities here. There's the Adam who's responsible, and there's the Mammon Alecha. It's incumbent upon you, Mr. Bailim, who possess this Mammon, to provide Shmira. That's not true for Adam. You can't split Adam into two personalities, into a Mazik personality and a Nizak personality. Or I should say, into a Bailim personality and a Mazik personality. That's more appropriate. Adam Shmiras Gufo Olavu. The Mishnah shouldn't have said that Shmirasan Alecha, the Shmira of them, meaning of those Mazikim, is upon you. It's your Shmira of your Guf that's upon you. The Gemara says, Utaimech, if you're telling me that that's a problem, and therefore you want to establish that Mav is not Adam, what are you going to do? Atani, we have a brice of Karna, one of the Chacham named Karna, who says, Arba Avos Nezikin V'Adam Echad Me'en. And yet, it says, Adam Shmiras Gufo Olav, who the same question that you could ask against the Mishnah, you should ask against the brice. And then the brice, Adam is explicit. He's mentioned as one of the four Avos Nezikin, and the Brisa concludes by saying, Atzad HaShov HaShem, Shadak HaLazik, Ushmirasan Olecha. How can you say Shmir Asan Alech? It's Adam Shmir as Gufalov. He should be watching himself. Ela Kida Amar Le Rabbi Avo Letana. Rabbi Avo told the Tana that you should make a little bit of an emendation in the text, in the formulation of the Braisa. Today it should say Adam Shmiras Gufo Olaf. It's Hachinami. If you're making that change in the Braisa of Karna, then so too make that change in our Mishnah today, and you should have the proper Girsa, the text should read, Tnei Adam Shmiras Gufo Olaf. Maskif le Rav Mori, Rav Mori attacks Rav. If the mission of Maveh is Adam, maybe we could substitute a different shot for Maveh. Now the truth is that Rav Mori's kasha is not directed in a singular way at Rav, because Rav Mori's objection here can be raised even against Shmuel. The Gemara has already established on Daf Gimel and Beis that the word Mav in the Mishnah is not really precise, neither according to Rav's pshat that it means Adam, nor according to Shmuel's pshat that it means Shein. And you know, if you're already assuming a sort of liberal interpretation of Mava, says Rav Mori, the Ema Mava is Mayim, I have a pasuk in Yeshayahu and Navi, which indicates that Mava is Mayim, Kirichsiv, Kikdoach Eish, Hamosim Mayim Tive Eish, Mayim Tive Eish, Mayim is the subject, Tive is the verb, the action. And the Mayim is going to extinguish the fire. Eish is the victim, so to speak, the object of this pu'ula, of this verb tiveh. So you see the word tiveh refers to Mayim. And therefore Maveh in that Mishnah might refer to Mayim. Tosis wants to know, in Dibra Maskel V'Ema, why is it that Mayim should serve as an av of the Ovis Nezikin? After all, we have bar. Mayim should be a classical case of bar. And Tosus has a sugya later on, we didn't get to this avav, that bar is something that you created in a place where you had no right to create in Rishus Arabim. Tosus says that Mayim is a new chiddush that would not be derived from bar. Shafach Mayim Lishus Aram Bershus. You know, he's got extra water when he does his mopping up the floor, what we call here in Israel sponger. So he takes a kli that shovels the water out into Rishus Aram to get rid of the water, and that's allowed. But he has to watch to make sure that the water is not a mazik. So in any event, that breaks new ground. New water is ground. Water in the ground. And that is a new category of an Ovis Nezikin. So maybe Maveh should be interpreted, says Rav Mori, as Mayim. The Gemara answers, Miksiv Mayim Nivu. Nivu would be Lashon Rabim, which would indicate that the water is putting out the Eish. It says Tive B'Lashon Yachid. And that forces us to reinterpret this pasuk, not that the water is putting out the fire, but Tive Eish, that the Eish is actually burning up the water. And not only that, the word Tive is Lashon Nekeva. Eish is Lashon Nekeva. Mayim is not Lashon Nekeva. So obviously the word Tive here is not describing the action of the water, but rather the action of the Eish. Maskif Lorav Zvid V'Ema Mavezeh Eish. Okay, so now that you've reinterpreted the pasuk in Yeshaya, and the Eish is attacking the Mayim, and it's Tive, so it's the Eish Tive Mayim, that's basically how you read the pasuk, is maybe Mave in our Mishnah is referring to Eish. Oh, so the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question on Rav Zvidi. Hachi, maya maviva hever. Certainly hever is aged. You cannot deny it. Why would the Mishnah have two of us nezikin? Mave and hever, both for age. V'chi tema, and if you'll say, pirushikam afaresh, that maybe mave is hever. Hever means, I'm revealing to you what the word mafa is. Ihochi arba shloshavu. There's no four of us nezikin. V'chitema, the number four, that comes from Shor. Tana Shor disbeitarte. Shor has both Shein and Regel. Again, Karen, we said, was left out because we need more l'tchiloso. But at least we have two nezikin of Shein v'Regel. And now if you add to that bar and eish, you have the total four. Ihachi, says the Gemara, you won't be able to read the Mishnah. Lo zeh vazeh, sheyesh bahem ruach chayim. It says regarding maveh and hever that yesh bahem that neither of them have ruach chayim. I'm sorry, Mishnah says explicitly that both maveh and shor have a ruach chayim. Now, Bishlam, according to Rav and Shmuel, that Mava refers to either Odom, according to Rav, or Shane, according to Shmuel, Yesh Bem Ruach Chaim is appropriate. But if now you're telling me that Mava is a reference to Eish, then what's Ruach Chaim in Eish? Eish is certainly not a live being. Vesu, and furthermore, Mai, what does the Mishnah mean when it says Karei HaEish? She'en bo ruach chayim. You just put mave and hever together. So how is it possible to say lo arei ha'esh, karei ha'esh? That's basically what you say. How does the Mishnah make sense, karei ha'esh, when you just said that mave is esh? Is lo arei shor and mave ke'esh, but mave itself is esh? So it must mean that mave is not esh. Now, this entire discussion here, which we're not going to get into, to make some sense out of Rav Zvid's kasha, how did he think he could get away with interpreting Mav as Eish, and how would the Mishnah read according to him? In any event, now we move on to a slightly different topic. It's going to overlap a lot with what we did, but these are the different brisos, one of Rav Oshia and one of Rav Chia, that come up with an entirely different number, entirely different list, enumerating the Avos Nezikin. Tani Rav Oshia Shloshasar Avos Nezikin. Meaning, since Avos refers to all those damages which are written in the Torah, then it's more than just four. And why is that? You've got to include Shomer Chinam, Ve'ashoel, Nosei Sachar, Vasocher. There's a parsha in Mishpatim, in Perek Chof Beis of Shmos, of the Shomrim. There are four Shomrim. The pasuk says, Ki itein ish al reyehu kesef o kelim lishmar. And that's going to be the case of a Shomer Chinam. And if the Shomer Chinam was Poshea Nishmira, he's chayef gneva. If he was Poshea. If he wasn't Poshea, then he's Potter from Gneva. And after that, it says, "Ki itein ish el reyehu chamor o shor o sevach o beima lishmar." That's a shomer sachar, is being paid for a shmira, and he's chayev on gnev. He's only potter and owns him. And the next parsha is, "Ki ish al ish me ish reyehu." That's a shoel who borrows the object and uses it for his own benefit, and he's chayev even on owns him. And after that, the socher who rents an object for use, Shoel doesn't pay for the use, in Sochir Hu Bav Ischaro, and the Gemara in Bav Metzi on Daf Tzadi Dalet proves that the first parsha, where you potter for Gneva, is the case of Shomer Chinam, the second where you chayim on Gneva is the Shomer Sochar, and the question of Sochir, exactly what din he has, whether he has the din of a Shomer Chinam, or a Shomer Socher, is a plukta in that sugya in Bav Metzi on Tzadi Gimel. And Tosis says that Here, when we have Shlosha Sar of a Nezikin according to Rav Oshia, really the dinim are Shneimasar. In other words, the Socher fits under one of the other categories as far as dinim is concerned. He's either a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar. In terms of the dinim and the scope, the extent of his Chiyuv. Now, you've already established these four cases. And again, we're adding that to the original four. So basically, we're up to 8. How do we jump from 8 to 13? We add 5. And that's the case of Chovel Bechavero, where he's chai for 5. Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. And again, it's not that we're counting Tashlumi Nezik, and that would not qualify as an Av. But basically, in Adam Amazik, he is damaging in 5 different ways. The 5 Chiyuvim are just mirror images, or they correspond to and they parallel the 5 different mazikim here. And in the case of Shomrim, likewise, the Shomer, by not doing Shmira, caused the hezek to the mafkid, and there are different permutations, different types of mazik. You know, we're talking about Pshio, we're going to talk about Gneva and Aveda and Onsim, different types of damages that are caused to create a loss of the object to the mafkid. So we've now got the 5 cases of Chavola, and you add that to the 8 cases that we had before, the 4 in Amishnah Bar Demas Nisan, that Shar Bar Mavin Hever, plus the 4 Shomrim with the 5 Chiyuvei Chavola, and the total Amar Tleisar, it reaches 13. The strange thing is that Nezek, in the case of Chavola, is classified as a separate category. And the answer is because that's Adam HaMazik. Meaning, Enochinami, Nezek is common to all the 4 Mazikin, Ovis Nezikin mentioned in that Mishnah of Shar, Bar, Mavir, and Hever. And again, we have to assume that Mava is not Adam. That's the overlap to our sugya. And the Gemara now asks, but Nezek in the 5 listed here for Chovel, that's already Adam Amazik, so that has to be listed, that generates a separate independent category as an Ovis Nezikin. V'tana didan, my time alotani hachi. The Gemara says, why doesn't the Tana go our direction? And this fits beautifully into Shmuel, because Shmuel says that our Mishnah is not at all interested in Adam HaMazik. You know, the cases, the 4 Shomrim, together with the 5 Chiyuvei Chavola of Adam HaMazik, Adam HaChovel, that's 9, that you add to the 4 of our Mishnah, Rav Oshia, those are all the common denominators, they're all Adam HaMazik. Bishlei Mil Shmuel, the Gemara says, Shmuel's principle is that Nizke Momon Kamairi, because again, keep in mind, according to Shmuel, Mavish Shein, so we don't have Adam mentioned here at all in our Mishnah, Nizke Gufo Lo Kamairi. So the difference between our Mishnah and Rav Oshia is that our Mishnah is listing the obvious Nizike minus Adam, it's only Nizke Momon, your Momon went out and was damaging. So there's only 4. Whereas Rav Oshia includes Adam HaMazik, which adds 9 categories of Avos Nezik. And Rav says that Mav is Adam. So our mission is already interested in Adam and mentions it. Listne, why don't you add the entire list of Rav Oshia? I guess the entire list, perhaps, minus Nezek in Chovel, because Nezek in Chovel might not engender a separate category. It might be included under Mava, unless we assume that Mava, according to Rav, is Adam Shehizik Mamon Shel Chavero, whereas Nezek is one of the additional Ovis Nezikin of the Brisa of Oshia. That's talking about Adam Shehizik Adam, that's Chovel. And the Gemara says that our Mishnah Tana Adam Chol Mili Di Adam, our Mishnah includes not only Adam Shehizik Mamon Shal Chavero, but Adam Shehizik Gufo, he was Mazik, another Adam, that's Chovel, and in the case of Shomrim, that certainly could fit on the Adam HaMazik of Maveh. Rav Oshia Nami, why does Rav Oshia generate an additional 9 categories once Maveh includes Adam according to Rav? Why was Rav Oshia compelled to expand the number of Avos Nezikin? Hatani Le Adam. Is Trey Gavni Adam? There are 2 categories of Adam. Tana Adam Diasik Adam. Tana Adam Diasik Shor. So the Maveh and Mishnah is the case of an Adam who attacks Shor. He attacks Mammon. He destroys Yenim's Mammon. But it's not a reference to Adam Shehizik Adam. And that's where Rav Oshia generates his expansion. Of course, that's not going to help us for the 4 Shomrim. In the case of 4 Shomrim, clearly the Shomer is not responsible for damaging a human being. That's like a Shor, or whatever he was, if he was in charge of watching a Shor, and the Shor went free, or was stolen, etc., etc., or if it was Kalim, that's also like Shor. That's Adam, the Azik Shor. So that question is going to come up right away. But as far as the Gemara's answer of Adam, the Azik Adam, which adds 5 categories of Avos Nezikin to the list of Rav Oshia, then at this point, the Gemara drops the ball on what it said before, that Maveh includes all the categories of Adam that are mentioned by Rav Oshia, and now Rav is not compelled to assume that, because if our Mishnah is limited to Adam Diazik Shor, and that's what's included in Maveh, there's no need to expand Maveh to include all that's on the list of Rav Oshia, including the five categories of Chovel. The Mishnah is not interested in Adam HaMazik Adam, but rather Adam HaMazik Shor. Again, why the 4 Shomrim are not listed? That's going to be the Gemara's question right away. Ihachi, the Gemara says, Shor Nami Lisni Trey Gavni Shor. Shor Lisni Shor Diazik Shor Velisni Shor Diazik Adam. Just like in Adam HaMazik, you divide Adam HaMazik into 2 categories, why not divide Shor HaMazik into 2 categories? What if a Shor attacks an Adam? Haimai. That's not a question. There's no halachic significance to the distinction in the case of Shor HaMazik between the victim, another Shor, or the victim is an Adam. Bishleima, I understand the subdivision of Adam Diazik Shor and Adam Diazik Adam. There are very significant halachic differences, because in Adam Diazik Shor Nezek Huda Mishalim, there are no additional chiyuvim. Whereas Adam Diazik Adam is a whole new ballgame. Mishalim Arba Dvarim, in addition to Nezek, he's Chayef Etzari, Pusheves, and Boshes. These chiyuvim are not mirrored in the case of Adam Diazik Shor. And perhaps we could say in Lumdus that Adam Diazik Shor and Adam Diazik Adam are 2 fundamentally different categories. The Machayev of Chavola and the Machayev of Adam Shehizik are two different Machayevim. And especially if we assume, and we discussed this in our first opening Shia, that Tashlume Nezikin, as a general rule, are Mamon, which means it's compensation for a loss. That's not true in the case of Chovel B'Chavero. There, you know, to talk about Tsar and Boshes, or even Ripui and Shevis as compensation, that's a little bit difficult. I'm compensating you for Tsar, for Boshes. I mean, what does that mean? But there's a whole different Machayev here in Adam Shehizik Adam. It's an Avera of attacking a human being, and the Torah is going to be very harsh for that, with a whole list of penalties and onshim that are financial, but nevertheless they're onshim. So, for example, if we asked about a person who incurred a chiyuv of misa at the same time he was chovel b'chavero, let's say while he was chovel, he violated the Shabbos, and we want to apply kibble to the rabbi, that makes absolute sense because they're two ownership. In any event, El Shar, Mali Shar the Azik Shar, Mali Shar the Azik Adam, Idividi Nezik Hudu Mishalim. There's no halachic difference between the victim in the case of Shar. There's no chiyuv above and beyond Nezek. And therefore, there's no reason to engender another category, another Av Nezikin called Shar the Azik Adam. Again, you might ask, but if the Shar killed an Adam, then there's a separate chiyuv of Kofar. Why doesn't that generate a separate Av of Nezikin? That I don't know. That has to be studied. The Gemara has a different objection, as we said before. For Shomer Chinu Vasholom Nos Yisach Vasolch the Odom Deazik Sharhu. If you're telling me that our Mishnah is interested in exclusively in Odom Deazik in Deazik Shar, and Rav Oshia expands it to Adam Shazik Adam, that doesn't make sense in the case of the four Shomrim. That's clearly Adam Da'azik Shar. Ukitani, Rav Oshia is willing to engender a whole new category, four categories of Nezikin for those four Shomrim. That should be acceptable for the Mishnah as well. What's the difference here between the Mishnah and Rav Oshia? And the answer is, Rav Oshia Tani has Zeka Debi Adayim, Ukitani has Zeka Debi Melo. With regard to Adam HaMazik, there's a whole new world. And Adam HaMazik, even in the case of Adam HaMazik, even in the case of Adam HaMazik Shar, should be broken down, smashed into two different major super categories. One is what we call a hezek biyadayim, that's Adam HaMazik Mamish. You know, he takes his hand and he bangs it on the table and breaks the table. And then there's Adam, where the hezek is memela. He didn't do anything to smash your object. He was a shomer. And he didn't provide the full demand. He didn't live up to the demands of Shmira. But that's an indirect kind of hezek. And Rav Oshia wants to generate a whole new section, a whole new wing of Avos Nezikin for the cases of Hezeka de Bemela. Now we have the second Braisa of Tani Rav Oshia. Tani Rav Chia, in addition to Tani Rav Oshia, Tani Rav Chia, Esrim the Arba Avos Nezikin. He jacks up the number of Avos Nezikin to 24. Again, he's adding to the 13 Avos Nezikin that were enumerated by Rav Oshia, and he gets from 13 to 24 by adding another 11. And what are these? Tashlume Kefel, the Ganav pays Kefel, righteous for stealing. Tashlume Arba V'chamisha, if he shechts the animal that he stole, or he sells it, then he's Chayev Arba V'chamisha. Now, Ganav, what about the law of a Ganav who pays for Keren? The Gazlon, that's a new category. He pays Keren as well. The Edim Zomimim, right, two Edim that perjure themselves. They tried to cause a financial loss to someone. Now they have to pay Kasher Zomav. The Ha'ones, a man who rapes a Naira Basula, he pays Chamishim Kesef. Hamafate, he seduces a Naira Basula, and he pays Chamishim Kesef. Motzi Shemra, he accuses a Basula of being a Ba'ula after he marries her, and that was a false accusation, and he has to pay, the Torah says, V'yoncho so mea Kesef. And then we have mitame, a person takes truma and he's mitame it. For example, he takes a sheretz and he puts it on the truma of the kohen. The truma now becomes truma tmeya. It has to be burnt. It's not allowed to be eaten. That causes a tremendous hefse to the kohen. Hamadamea, a person takes truma and he mixes it up with chulin in such a way that there's no possibility of bittul, and therefore the chulin becomes asur. And he's going to only be able to sell it at a cheap value, reduced slash value to a kohen. the law of supply and demand. If there's less of a demand, then the price goes down. If a person takes someone else's wine and he pours it for avodah zara, and it becomes asur behana. Of course, you have the problem here of ein adam oser davar she'eno shelo. And the question is, how does that principle apply or not apply in the case of menasech? When he takes someone else's yayin and he pours it for avodah zara. And l'chora, what we're going to have to say here is that menasech, this is indeed the interpretation of Shmuel and Gittin and Beis Amid Beis, is a case of ma'arev yayin nesech, where he mixes yayin nesech together with yayin heter, and now his friend is going to have a problem because if there's no bittel, everything is osur. If, on the other hand, we're talking about a mamish menasech l'avodah zorah, we have a different problem that Rashi raises there in Gittin of Kimle b'Ramine. Why should he pay if he's chayev misa? So all this has to be taken in advisement in lieu of the sugya in Masechta Gittin, but it's not here in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says, Vahani Tlesar, add to this list of 11 of Rabbi Chiya, the 13 of Rav Oshia, 11 plus 13, Ha Esrim V'Arba, we have 24 Avos Nezikin. The Rashba in Chidushim here on Daf Heyam and Aleph asks the following question. He says, why doesn't Rabbi Chiya in his list of Avos Nezikin add Garmi? Garmi is a case where a person destroys a shtar chov of his friend. He burns it up in such a way his friend can no longer collect that chov. That also is a separate new category, and it should be listed as an av nezikin. And perhaps we could say that that case comes under nezek. Now, what about the chiyuv kofer or shloshim shel eved? And the answer is that we're not dealing with Hariga. That might answer our previous question as to why in Shar we didn't mention Kofar. In the case of Shar Shar Gesana, we're not dealing with Misa. So the Gemara now wants to clarify. Rav Oshia, my time alotani hachi, why did he object to expand with the additional 11 categories of Rabbi Chiya, b'mamona kamayri, b'knosa lo kamayri? So that would cover many, many of the cases listed or added by Rabbi Chiya. Wouldn't cover the whole gamut. For example, it would cover the case of Kefel, the case of Arba v'Chamisha. But what about Ganav itself? Ganav pays Karen. Gazlan pays Karen. And all that is Mamona, who the Gemara asks. Listening, so Rav Oshia should have added it. Hakatanile. Rav Oshia felt it was already included in his list, because it says Shomer Chinam ve'ashoel. And these are categories of Shomerim that are chayev for Gneva or Gzela. And therefore, it's already included. Rav Chiya Nami Otani Le, why isn't Rav Chiya himself satisfied by claiming, by understanding that as a subcategory of Shomer Chinam and Shoel, we have Ganov and Gazlan? Why does he feel that we have to generate new Mazikin, new Avos Nezikin for Ganov and Gazlan? Tani Mamona Diasa Li Yadei Beteira, Tani Mamona Diasa Liyade Beisura. There's a fundamental difference between Shomer Chinam and Shoel, who are chayev for Gneva and Gzela. And if you take a look in the sugya later on in Daf Samach Gimel, there's something called Toein Tainas Ganov Bepikadon. That's a whole sugya later on. If, let's say, the mafkid asks the shomer to return the object, and the shomer claims that it was stolen, nignav or nigzal, if he takes a shvua to that effect, then he's potur, because a shomer chinam is only chayev for pshia, but not for gneiv aved. If later on we find that he's holding on to the object, he took a false oath, then he has to pay as if he himself stole the object, as if he himself was a ganav or a gazlan. That's called toin tainis ganav. And therefore, if he tainis that the chefetz was nignav, then he would pay kefel, which is really interesting, because toin tainis ganav bikodin has the din of a ganav. So Ganav and Kefal is really implicit in Shomer Chinam. That's the argument of Rav Oshia, but comes along Rav Chia, and he says, no, even though a Shomer is toin tainis Ganav, but Pikodin is Chayev as a Ganav, if we find out that he perjured himself with the Shvuah, and he's holding on to the object, but nevertheless, it's not the same as a Ganav, because at least the original Mammon, the Pikodin, came into his hands beheter. He accepted that object beheter. And it's not similar to the case of a shomer. The Gemara is going to ask, wait a minute, if you're telling me that Rabbi Chiya is adding knas, and therefore we want to omit that according to Rav Oshia, Edim Zomim Demamona who listeni, and this is the sugya on Daf Hey, which Amir Shem will cover next year, how do we understand the Chiyuv of Edim Zomim Kashu Zomam? Is that a knas, or is that Mamon? We'll stop here.